T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker delivers his first State of the State address in Springfield this afternoon, and it comes at a challenging time for Illinois. There are some hints as to what issues he'll address. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
State of the State speeches are often a time for governors to brag about their accomplishments, and there'll be some of that in J.B. Pritzker's noontime address. But this is the day after former State Senator Martin Sandoval pleaded guilty in an ongoing federal corruption investigation involving lobbying, bribery, and other elected officials. So there are more revelations to come, and the governor's going to have to make some strong statements about ethics reforms. Look for him to push for his graduated income tax proposal, and he may say something about changing the gaming tax structure to make a Chicago casino viable. The top priority, as always, will be passing a balanced budget, but that's another speech. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 22-year-old man is dead after speeding and driving erratically in the northern suburbs overnight. He ended up crashing into a police station.
Niles police say they had heard from Morton Grove police about a 2010 Hyundai Sonata that was speeding and ignoring traffic signals and was heading towards Niles. Minutes after midnight, Bureau Chief Robert Tornabene says Julian Hernandez of Des Plaines eventually got to Waukegan Road in Milwaukee, where he lost control.
Struck a ComEd power pole, struck the fence that surrounds the police department campus, and then struck a retaining wall, and then bounced off the retaining wall into the garage door of the police department.
Hernandez was killed in the crash. No one else was injured. Chief Tornabene says an autopsy will determine whether alcohol or drugs played any role. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Evanston City Council is giving preliminary approval to the sale of alcohol at Northwestern University's Welsh Ryan Arena. The council voted 5-4 to back the idea, with final approval coming at a future meeting. The applications for a liquor license that would permit the sale of alcohol to people at least 21 years old and which must be consumed at the arena. Authorities are investigating a suspicious fire in the Loop early today. Firefighters were sent to the Image Nails, Facial, and Wax Shop in the 200 block of West Lake Street about 3 o'clock this morning. Authorities say it appears someone broke the front windows of the shop and started the fire. And the city's going to run another electric scooter test.
The city is planning a second scooter pilot program, but how it will work this time around is still being worked out. Last year, 10 scooter companies were part of the initial pilot program in a limited geographic area. There were 800,000 rides and about 200 trips to emergency rooms. Many were using them to get to other forms of transportation, primarily the L. People seem to be split over whether they should come back. 45% of people responding to a survey said keep them, 31% said don't, and the rest didn't respond. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A dozen local projects and even one in Puerto Rico are getting some financial help from the Cubs.
Cubs Charities has announced the recipients of $1 million of the 2019 Diamond Project capital grants, which will help provide funds and equipment to nonprofit neighborhood-based organizations involving baseball and softball leagues. Local grantees include the Chicago International Charter School, Gage Park Baseball and Softball Association, and Morgan Park High School.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.